Tansel Rahman is the chair of the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee, as well as the MLA for Fong Lim, and joins us now. Tansel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
No, our pleasure. How many people were at the hearing today, or how well was it attended?
It was attended well, and they all have been, actually. We've been quite lucky that people have been very generous with their time and their thoughts. Today is the second last day. We have now conducting our public consultations, which is a combination of hearings, committee meetings and community consultations. So today in Tennant, we were able to hear from Patta councillors and the Tennant Creek Local Authority, as well as go out to Poka Poka Curry Flexible Aged Care, have a look around the site there, talk to a lot of nurses that work in that facility. So it was extremely meaningful. And then later in the day, we also had a drop-in session where we had various people from the community coming in to have a chat with us as well.
I know you can't necessarily talk about individual submissions, but are you getting a broad range of comments, concerns, questions? Are you able to tell us about any?
Yeah, well, look, what I can say is that, you know, we all know that all Indigenous communities aren't the same, all remote communities aren't the same, but a lot of people haven't been asked about these issues out bush before, and given the opportunity to speak about them, people have been very willing to share with us stories, ideas, thoughts. As you'd expect, there are some people that are for it, some people that are against it, but there's a lot of support for the idea of people having choice in having help and choice in finishing up well.
This has kind of been a much vexed issue over a long period of time in the NT. It's got a lot of history. Are you feeling a lot of responsibility being the chair of this committee?
Yeah, look, I am. And I think not just myself, but the other committee members, as well as the Legislative Assembly staff who are assisting us to do this work on the ground, all feel a responsibility to make sure that our final report and potentially any drafting instructions for a bill that might go with it are as detailed as they can be. Now, we're working within a very short time frame, but we're doing the very best we can to produce the best quality work we can to help guide the government and hopefully move the issue forward for Territorians.
What is the timeline from here? What happens next?
So tomorrow we're in Tennant Creek. Our public submissions deadline for written submissions and submissions to our phone hotline close on Friday. Next week there's a parliamentary sitting, and either side of it, on the 1st of September and the 5th of September, the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee has long, day-long meetings to thrash through all our data and submissions, of which we've got many, many hundreds. So, you know, we've heard from in excess of 200 witnesses. We've got more than 200 plus submissions. I think another 70 odd came through just today. And so there's a lot of material to go through. We'll be working through that material again on Monday, the 8th of September, in partnership with our specialist advisory team of legal experts and clinical experts, and then providing instructions for things to start getting written up and put together with a view to reporting back to the Attorney General by the end of September.
The previous Northern Territory government did have a committee which looked into VAD, had plenty of meetings as well, and gave a report to the NT Parliament. Do you feel like you're doubling up a little bit, or is this an important process?
No, it's certainly an important process, and we're finding new things that other people haven't necessarily found before. I think it's important to differentiate. The report you're referring to, the Independent Expert Advisory Panel report from 2024, was not a parliamentary committee report, nor was it tasked with the option to provide drafting instructions for a bill. And so those are two unique things that we have on our side. Now, we're not looking to supplant old information. We're looking to supplement it. We're looking to see if we can add value to what we have learned over many years about that in other jurisdictions and come up with a model that will work for the Northern Territory so the Territorians have access to VAD as well.
And just finally, Tansel, is it still possible for people to make submissions or get involved in what's on tomorrow at all?
It absolutely is. There are a number of opportunities to be involved tomorrow. If you call the committee hotline, you'll be able to find where we're going to be and or make a submission. Likewise, you can still provide submissions via email up until close of business on Friday. And we encourage everyone, even if we've been there already and we've been to, you know, Darwin, Nooka, Borroloola, Baranga, Warramyunga, Goombalunya, Papunya, we've been around as best we can in a short space of time. We're still encouraging people to let us know what they think, whether it's one line or one page or, you know, a long essay.
Right, we appreciate it, and we'll chat to you again sometime soon.
Thanks so much for having me, Andrew. It's been a pleasure.
Tansel Rahman there is the chair of the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee, as well as the MLA for Fong.